Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Yesterday was Election Day, so let's talk about some of the results. First, former state representatives Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat lost their attempts to regain their seats in their respective Republican primaries. Is this the end of their political careers?
Well, one would hope so. I mean, they had an awful lot of attention paid to them, and neither of them got even 10% of the vote. Corser got less than 4% of the vote. So the people of their districts decisively rejected them, and I don't know where they'd go from here.
Flint voters chose political newcomer Karen Weaver to be the city's next mayor. Her campaign pinned the fault of Flint's drinking water problems on incumbent Dane Walling. Do you think the drinking water crisis in Flint was Walling's downfall?
Absolutely. 2 months ago, Weaver was just seen as sort of almost a token candidate. And Walling, I think, insulted the voters' intelligence. He claimed that he really had nothing to do with the decision to take water out of the Flint River, but he pressed the button to start it. He posed triumphantly holding a glass of water. He may have forgotten there were such things as cameras and video recordings. You know, people are going to turn against incumbents, rightly or wrongly, after a disaster of this magnitude. But Mr. Walling, to some extent, made his own bed.
There were other ballot measures and races across the state. What else stood out to you?
Well, what stood out to me was generally people were willing to spend money for school millages, for bonds, things like that. Not so much for road repair, because they may have been confused with what was going on in Lansing yesterday. But in general, I'd say the voters behaved, I'm going to talk about this more at 1:30 today, behaved responsibly. There was a candidate who was relying on a racist appeal. At least some of her supporters were doing that in Southfield. The voters rejected that. In general, I think the people get higher marks sometimes than the legislators.
A road funding plan is now on its way to Governor Rick Snyder's desk. The legislation would increase the state's gas tax by 7 cents a gallon and boost vehicle registration fees by 20% starting in 2017. The plan raises taxes by $600 million and shifts another $600 million from other areas of the budget. Democrats criticize the plan because it doesn't spell out what areas of the budget will be cut. The governor says he's going to sign the bills. What changed to get this through? They've been working on this for a long time.
I think the governor decided finally he wanted to claim that they had accomplished something. This bill, in actual fact, doesn't fix the roads because it doesn't produce the amount of money in anything like a timely fashion. Now, the governor's been trying for 4 years to get $1.2 billion to fix the roads. MDOT people know about it, say the real number is now more than $2 billion. This only kicks in a very little at the beginning. It doesn't ramp up to the full $1.2 billion until sometime after 2020, by which point they have to cut $600 million out of the general fund. Of course, nobody knows what the situation will be like in 2020. And in sort of the height of silliness, it calls for a tax cut to phase in 2023, when no one knows who the governor will be. None of these legislators will be there. But the money's needed for the roads now. It doesn't produce that money for a long time.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks so much.
Take care.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.